Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. or Sunday school at 10:45. Our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
And from his side, his hands and feet. His precious blood decorated that tree. Because of love he died that day, and all he had he gave away.
The most precious gift I ever received came by the way of God's first Christmas tree.
Amen. John chapter 19 this morning, begin reading verses number 13. The Bible said, when Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and set him down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, he saith unto the Jews, behold your king. And they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Our Heavenly Father and our God, we come before you this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful and beautiful day, God, that you've given, Lord, your grace that has been sufficient, Lord. God of heaven, thank you, Lord, for your goodness that has been shed abroad upon our lives this week. God, for your tender hand of mercy, God, that has overshadowed us and kept us from harm's way. And our Father, we just ask you this morning, God, that you'd meet with your people wherever they're gathered together, that you have been in the midst. May the name of Christ be exalted and lifted up this morning. God, I pray that you might draw all men unto yourself this morning. God, I pray, break them one to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. One in the darkness, Lord, might be brought into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you'd lighten loads, encourage and strengthen hearts this morning, God. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for everything that's accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen this morning. Now then, reading those verses this morning in John chapter 19, I want to preach on the thought, have the Bible said in verse number 17, he bearing his cross went forth in the place it is called the place of a skull. Now I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning the true Christmas tree. The true Christmas tree this morning. I realize Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year, at least wise it is for me. It seems like it's coming around sooner and sooner. Dear friend, the meaning though of Christmas has become more distorted, and the message seems to get lost in the hustle and bustle of this time. In fact, we become weary of Christmas. I dear friend, the retails, the sales, and the bargains and commercializing. I dear friend, always advertising Christmas for less, or you can buy Christmas down here a lot more. I dear friend, I'll tell you, I dear friend, Christmas doesn't come in a box. It doesn't come in a bag with a bow. Dear friend, this morning, Christmas, dear friend, is all about him this morning. Dear friend, I think about the rhetoric. Already on the news, we see the debating and the demonstrating and the displays. Dear friend, the Xmas. Dear friend, leaving Christ out. And then we say happy holidays. Or can we say Merry Christmas? Is it a Christmas parade, or is it a holiday festivities? Dear friend,
Is it legal to put a nativity scene? Is it legal to sing Christmas carols? Dear friend, I'll tell you, it's the same every year and getting worse all the time. And then also the rubbish. Dear friend, now you know as well as I do, brother, Christmas is not, dear friend, about Santa and his elves. It's not about reindeers. Dear friend, it's not about Scrooges and Grinches. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, it is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean to you? Dear friend, it seems like Christmas has become an anomaly, just like the rest of the holidays. I mean, about the only time that a man tells his wife that he loves her is on Valentine's Day. And the only time we fly a flag is on the 4th of July. And about the only time that families gather around the table and bow their head and give thanks is at Thanksgiving. And it seemed like the only time we speak the name of Jesus that ever crosses our mind is here right along the 25th of December. Dear friend, but I want to tell you, friend, before it was Christmas, dear friend, before it was a holiday, dear friend, before we ever celebrated it, dear friend, before there's ever a tree trimmed or a stocking hung or lights twinkling, before Dickens, before Dr. Seuss, before a fat man in a red suit, dear friend, before Bethlehem, before the star twinkled in the sky, before the wise men, dear friend, it still was all about the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. It's not about the decorations. It's not about the presents. It's not even about family and food. Dear friend, it's all about Jesus. I thank God this morning. I realize that God gave the gift of his only son to show how much that he loved us, and we in turn show our love one for another by giving this time of year. Dear friend, and I'm not going to let the socialists, dear friend, and the politically correct society steal my thunder. Dear friend, I'm still going to sing Christmas songs. I'm still going to honor the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know what the religious crowd says. We don't know what time of year he was born. Dear friend, but December the 25th is the day that we set aside to honor the thing that our Savior came into this world. Dear friend, and I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to exalt him this morning. Amen. Dear friend, but it seems like nowadays that the true meaning of Christmas is almost gone. Dear friend, it's so commercialized. So swallowed up in the giving and the buying and the getting and the charging and the spending that we forget the reason for the season. Amen. Dear friend, I'm glad this morning, dear friend, that the spirit of Christmas, dear friend, still lives and abides in us. Dear friend, that tell the story this morning. The Bible said when the fullness of time come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Dear friend, that's Christmas. Amen. Dear friend, that he might redeem us. Dear friend, that we might have the adoption of sons. Brother, that's Easter. Amen. And had it not been for Easter, there'd been no reason for Christmas. Amen. Dear friend, I'm certainly glad that he came and gave his life. Dear friend, salvation was not a quick fix. It wasn't a repair plan. It wasn't an afterthought. But from the foundation of the world, before, dear friend, the world was ever set in place, before man was ever breathed in the breath in his nostrils, dear friend, God had a plan of salvation. Dear friend, before the beautiful star of Bethlehem, before the angel's anthem, before the shepherds and the wise man in the manger, dear friend, Calvary's tree already destined for the Son of God, before the Holy Ghost, dear friend, ever planted a seed in the Virgin Mary, and by the way, she is and was a virgin. Amen. Dear friend, before the seed of that tree was planted in the ground, that one day Jesus, the darling Son of God, would hang upon. Dear friend, I'm telling you, little did the Joseph the carpenter realize at the very thing that he cherished and taught. Dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, the hammer and the nail and the wood would be the method that would bring about his death. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said, cursed is he that hangeth upon a tree. And the Lord Jesus Christ took upon himself our curse. Amen. At Calvary, the tree of death became our tree of life. Amen. Now we have access, dear friend, of that which we lost in the garden. I thank God this morning for Calvary. I thank God for Golgotha. I thank God for the true Christmas tree this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. In Genesis, dear friend, this morning we find, dear friend, that there was a tree. Dear friend, that God planted. Dear friend, that man, dear friend, lost access to. In Revelation, dear friend, tells us about that tree of life. Dear friend, in the midst of the river. Dear friend, and we have access to it. Dear friend, but between the tree of death and the tree of life, I thank God there's a tree, dear friend, that stood for you and I, and the true Christmas tree, and that Jesus Christ gave his life, dear friend, for you and I this morning. So let's talk about that tree this morning. I think about the tree itself. Dear friend, I realize Christmas trees are seasonal. Dear friend, the only time of year we ever have one up. Amen. And when it's over with, we take it down, pack it up and throw it away. Dear friend, it's now. You see all the displays in the windows. Dear friend, this morning as you pass through town. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, the true Christmas tree ought to be in our home year round. Dear friend, not in a corner, not on the wall. Dear friend, but it ought to be displayed in our hearts and in our homes. Dear friend, the cross ought to be the center of every home. I'm not talking about hanging a metal cross on your wall. I'm not talking about dangling one around your neck. Dear friend, I'm talking about letting the world see in you that the Lord Jesus Christ lives in you, that you're not ashamed, dear friend, of who you are. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, just like the Christmas tree today, too many have packed it up and put it in the attic or in the basement. Amen. They've tossed it out of their home, and the only time they recognize Jesus Christ this morning, dear friend, is at Christmas time. Amen. Dear friend, you know it's a shame. Dear friend, people don't mind the little babe in Bethlehem. They don't mind bending down to kiss that little babe in the manger. Amen. Dear friend, but they have a problem with that man on the cross. They won't bow before him. Dear friend, this morning, that is the Lord and Savior of all men. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I think about, dear friend, the artificial tree this morning. Amen. Just about taking the place of the old-fashioned, dear friend, tree this morning. The same with our culture and our churches. Amen. Dear friend, we've gotten tired of the old-fashioned ones. Dear friend, and we've replaced a lot of our worship, dear friend, with this commercialized and these artificial types of worship and songs this morning. The Bible said to seek out the old paths and walk therein. It's a good way, and you'll find rest for your souls. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I think about every time, dear friend, you put up a Christmas tree in your home. Dear friend, it may bring back a memory. It may bring a smile. Dear friend, you may feel like you're in the Christmas spirit. Dear friend, but if you'll ever take a walk, dear friend, down, dear friend, that bloody pathway, if you'll ever close your eyes and in the depths of your heart, dear friend, let the Holy Spirit reveal to you the true Christmas tree. Amen. Dear friend, it'll bring a stir into your soul. Dear friend, this morning, I tell you, people walk in the church and sit down, never get in the spirit. Amen. They've lost sight, dear friend, of the reason why they're there. They've lost sight, dear friend, of the very thing that brought them salvation. Amen. The story of the old rugged cross ought not to ever dry up. It ought not to ever lose its beauty. I thank God this tree is an everlasting, evergreen tree this this morning. Amen. Have the true Christmas tree. And then we think about what's on the tree. And dear friend, now your tree today may have ornaments. And dear friend, that may remind you of times past. It may have tinsels and bows and canes and strings with lines. And dear friend, to draw a lot of attention. Amen. But I want to tell you, on that tree, outside the walls of Jerusalem, God the Father so decorated it. Amen. And dear friend, that it would draw the gaze of all of the world. And dear friend, that it would stand. And dear friend, all through down through the history of time. And that today that it might be admired and admonished. And dear friend, that folks might still be astonished. And that it still might take the breath away when you look upon the true Christmas tree this morning. Amen. God, and dear friend, decorated his tree. Amen. And dear friend, with the Lord, and dear friend, the darling Son of God. God so loved this world that he sent his only begotten Son. And dear friend, to give his life. And dear friend, a ransom for all men this morning. Amen. And dear friend, he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Upon the royal Christmas tree of heaven, the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace and the Anointed One, I thank God, hang upon that tree. Amen. And dear friend, he was not only the Lord, but thank God he was the Lamb. And dear friend, the atonement. And dear friend, for our sins. And dear friend, through his blood and with his stripes. And dear friend, John said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Look how the God, and dear friend, decorated his tree, and dear friend, by putting his own Son on display, and dear friend, that you and I could be set free, and our chains could be broken, and the slate might be washed clean, and dear friend, that you and I would no longer, and dear friend, have to bear, and dear friend, the burden of sins, and dear friend, that's what God had put on his Christmas tree. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. And dear friend, then there was the shepherd. Amen. And the good shepherd that laid down his life. Amen. And dear friend, they didn't take his life. And the Bible said, "I've got power to lay it down and power to take it back up." Amen. And dear friend, if a picture's worth a thousand words, then look at the true Christmas tree. And dear friend, then try to describe it. Amen. It was decorated with love. Thank God from heaven this morning. And then I think about what's under the tree. Amen. Dear friend, now under your tree may be gifts and presents. Dear friend, boxes and bows. Dear friend, there might be a surprise or two. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, dear friend, what's under that tree may not be what you want. It may not be what you expected. It may not fit you. You may already have one. Amen. Dear friend, and one tree may have more than another. And dear friend, but I'm telling you, oh, hallelujah. And dear friend, what Jesus put under the true Christmas tree, one size fits all. Amen. It's the greatest gift ever given unto mankind, and the greatest gift you'll ever find under the tree. Amen. It wasn't on Christmas morning, dear friend, this morning, but I'll tell you, dear friend, what we find under that tree, dear friend's the best you'll ever have. Under that tree I find the gift of blood. Amen. The life of the Lord Jesus Christ was drained on the ground beneath the true Christmas tree. Dear friend, that precious blood that you've been redeemed with, that soul cleansing blood you sing about, dear friend, the only thing that can wash away your sins. Dear friend, this morning I'm talking about that stain washing, chain breaking, devil chasing. Dear friend, the Bible said we're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. I've been washed in the blood. I thank God this morning. And without it, friend, to mind your laws and on your way to hell. And dear friend, there was sweat beneath that tree. And dear friend, the carpenter at work, man, not for an earthly building. And dear friend, this morning, but building a bridge to glory, have the heavenly kingdom. Man, he prayed in the garden till he sweat and became great drops of blood. Man, he was more than just a work. He was a sacrifice. Man, giving of himself, the pouring out of himself for you and I this morning. And there were tears underneath the true Christmas tree. Man, shed for the souls of men. Man, shed for those in whom crucified him. Man, you and I, had dear friend, down through the years of time, had dear friend, God's tear bottle, had dear friend, this morning, I'm glad, thank God, that he had me upon his mind. I'm glad this morning, had dear friend, that he, had dear friend, had me, had dear friend, in his thoughts while he hang on the cross. His heart broke before him, had dear friend, and been beneath that tree, I was hell rejoicing. Man, the Son of God was dying. And dear friend, I imagine the devil thought he'd eliminated the chosen one, the Redeemer. Man, dear friend, he hadn't stopped the scriptures from being fulfilled. He had not stopped the birth from taking place. He could not stop the ministry from unfolding. And so he thought now he's crucified the Son of God. Dear friend, but I'm glad, thank God, Jesus came up on the third day with the keys of death and hell. Man, I'm glad beneath that tree was my salvation. And then you think about what's on top of the tree. Man, now your tree may have a star that represents the light of the wise men and how they were led by that star. Maybe you've got an angel on top. Dear friend, telling about the ones that appeared to the shepherds and told them the news. And maybe you got some object, dear friend, that complements your decor. But on top of the true Christmas tree was the inscription of the crime that they accused the Lord Jesus Christ of. Dear friend, this is Jesus, dear friend, the King of the Jews. Dear friend, in all three languages of that area and that time, man, anybody, dear friend, that passed by the true Christmas tree, I could understand, dear friend, what was going on. Man, it was the first gospel track. Dear friend, Pilate wrote it and put it over the head. Dear friend, and when that thief looked over and seen that it was a king hanging on that cross, he said, Lord, when you come into thy kingdom, remember me. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, and then I think about what's around the tree. Dear friend, around your Christmas tree may be family and friends, and may be carolers, and there may be laughter and joy and stories of old. Dear friend, but around the true Christmas tree, brother, there was malice. There was the soldiers, dear friend, the swords and spears, those that nailed him to the cross and sat down to watch him, that cast lots upon his vesture, those same soldiers that had whipped him and smote him and drug him through the streets of Jerusalem now sat down to watch him die. Dear friend, those were the ones around the true Christmas tree. There was the mockers that said, I hear that he saved others, why can't he save himself? Man, let him come down from the cross if he be the chosen of God. Man, there was the mourners that stood off. I hear from the women and wept. The disciples that had fled. I hear from there was the miracles. I hear from as well. Man, I hear from, I'm glad this morning. And dear friend, that the Lord Jesus Christ, and dear friend, hang on the true Christmas tree for you and I. Amen. And dear friend, beneath that tree, and dear friend, this morning was our salvation laid. That soldier that had been so cruel, and dear friend, at the end said, truly this was the Son of God, and yes, he is, and will always be. I hope that when you look at the Christmas tree, and dear friend, you'll stop and think about the true Christmas tree at Calvary, and if and what it represents this morning. May the Lord richly bless you, and may you have a Merry Christmas. Amen.